They say chivalry is dead. Is that a good thing? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Wallach, professor of English at Texas A&M University, discusses why it may not be.
Ramon Lull, great-grandfather of computer science, wished that chivalry could be written and read in schools, like as are the other sciences. It's happening. We now have scholars of chivalry and clashing schools of thought on the subject. But is chivalry itself evil, as some contend? Is it a glorification of brutality? What does history reveal? The first step is to get our heads on straight. Chivalry, rightly understood, is a powerful force for good. It was never for everyone. There have always been bad and good knights. Many knights, including some of the first crusaders, were not chivalrous. They had never heard of such a thing. They had no principles and never got any. Their descendants are still with us. Chivalry was never for kings. King Arthur, a king from whom his knights could learn chivalry, was an idealized figure. Even he fails in some versions of his story when he orders the killing of infants, and later the judicial murder of his own wife. Chivalry was for knights, a code that demands self-control and self-denial, and empowers the warrior to advise and confront aberrant leaders in a way not imaginable to Beowulf. The Magna Carta, foundation stone of our Bill of Rights, arises from chivalry. So does romantic love, that love that must arise from the heart's self and not by constraint. And many medieval women and peasants were chivalrous warriors, judges and guides, not only victims. Chivalry is not exclusive to the West or to Christianity. It has deep roots in many cultures. Its study must be a collaborative project. Balancing love and war, strength and gentleness, is the chivalric problem. Can computers be programmed to have chivalry? Not without educating the human heart.
That was Jennifer Wallach of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.